I invite all who are able to stand for a brief order of confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the Lord of Israel, who comes to us to set us free, the mighty Savior who comes to show mercy, the dawn from on high who guides us into peace. Amen. Let us confess our sin before God and before one another. To you, O God, we lift up our souls. You know us through and through. We confess our sins to you. Remember not our sins. Remember us with your steadfast love. Show us your ways. Teach us your paths. And lead us in justice and truth. For the sake of your goodness, in Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Children of God, come with joy and draw water from the well of salvation. Remember the gift of baptism. Your sin is washed away. In the name of Jesus, you belong to Christ. You are anointed to serve. Stand up and raise your heads. The reign of God is near. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above, and from our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O God, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that binds us, that we may receive you in joy and serve you always. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Blessed are you, God of our salvation. You promised that the one of peace would come from Bethlehem to feed your flock and make us live securely. As Jan has lit these candles, kindle in us the fire of your love. Infuse in us the fruit of your word, and empower us to lift up the lowly and to fill the hungry with good things. Let your face shine on us and bless us, that we may be saved. Amen.
The first reading is from Micah, the 5th chapter. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The second reading from Hebrews 10. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law," he then added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, once and for all. The word of the Lord.
Servant of the Lord, let it be with me according to your word.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the first chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Would you join your hearts with me in prayer? It's hard for us, O God, to imagine what it must have been like for Mary and for Elizabeth, too. Yet they trusted your promises, and these amazing women gave birth to sons who were given a role in God's saving plan. As we wonder this day, help us to see our part in this unfolding drama before us. And now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, and the living of our lives be acceptable, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. And she went with haste. Can you imagine? I'm pretty sure any sensible woman, young or old, married or unmarried, rich or poor, would have been tempted to hightail it right out of Dodge if an angel of the Lord had just announced that she was to give birth to the Christ child. I don't know about you, sisters, but I probably would have been inclined to say, "There's no room in this womb, thank you very much." Can you imagine? What must it have been like for Mary to hear from the messenger of God that the Holy Spirit would come upon her with power from on high, making her the expectant mother of the long-awaited-for Messiah, the one who was to redeem and reconcile the whole world. I'm thinking I might have said, "No way, Jose." Can you imagine? It stands to reason, in fact, it makes perfect sense to me, that Mary would need to talk to someone. And obviously there weren't any Stephen ministers at the time to listen to Mary's confusion and all those thoughts she was pondering and weighing heavy on her. So who better to go to than an older, wiser kinswoman, Elizabeth? The one whom Mary had just learned from the angel was also with child. Can you imagine? Already an interesting reversal has begun, the kind of reversal Mary had sung about. In a culture where older members of the society were respected far above young ones, where married women held more esteem than unmarried women, and where all men, whether married or not, had far more status than any woman could have ever dreamed or imagined possible. In a society where classes were divided between the rich and the poor, in a culture where both political and religious leaders held power, and both were held in greater esteem than those who found themselves among the working class, like carpenters and sheepherders and fishermen, a reversal has begun. Can you imagine? In that culture and in those days, Elizabeth, the wife of Zechariah, who was a priest from the order of Abijah, Elizabeth, this older, formerly barren, now with child kinswoman of Mary, reverently greets Mary, the younger, unmarried, albeit betrothed to a carpenter, a mere child herself, Mary. And Elizabeth wonders, and she wonders aloud, how the mother of her Lord would come to her. The mother of her Lord would come to her. Can you imagine? And how is it that the unborn child in Elizabeth's womb would have leapt for joy at the sound of Mary's voice? It would almost seem as though this unborn child, who would be named John, already knew that his mission was to point to the one who was to come, the one who was greater than he. How is that even possible? Can you imagine? Sweet Mary, soon to be mother of God's only begotten Son. But what if she had known what was in store for this child she was bringing to birth on earth? I wonder if she would have kept on running past the Judean town in the hill country, past Zechariah and Elizabeth's house, if only she had known what would become of this child that she would soon bear and bring to earth. I wonder if she would have headed straight for the hills and never looked back. Who could blame her? Can you imagine? But, and this is a big but Mary said yes. Actually, Gospel writer Luke is a bit more eloquent than that. Luke tells us that after hearing the angel's message, Mary's response is, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your will." If you ask me, it was a mighty big yes to an even bigger ask. Can you imagine? As soon as the angel departed from her, we're told, and she set out and went with haste. She set out and went with haste. Of course she did. That's the only part I can imagine. But I guess you could say that the rest is history, because the world has never been the same since. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you. with the whole church, let us confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. As we await the coming of Christ, we pray in hope for the church, the world, and all of creation. Faithful Lord, you keep your promises. Move your church to sing like Mary and rejoice like Elizabeth. Teach us to sing of your faithfulness all of our days. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Ancient of days, with joy you danced over the waters and birthed creation. Give us joy in caring for the soil beneath us, the water around us, and the sky above us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Prince of Peace, your sacrifice gives abundant life to all. Raise up leaders at every nation whose goals are health and well-being for all people and for your creation. Grant us all the wisdom and compassion to serve you as you would have us serve. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Love incarnate, you are with us at the manger, on the cross, and along the resurrection road. Walk with all who live with depression, grief, or heartache in this season. Hear us, O God.
Good Shepherd, you feed your flock. Fill the hungry with good things. Lift up the lowly. Accompany the refugee. Comfort the lonely. Bring healing to all who are sick, especially this day, the ones we lift before you. Gail Hadelberg, Sharon Henry, Marianne Kimball, Dolores Lorenz, and Karen Carlson Thomas. For whom or what else do the people pray? Send us in haste to surround them with your love. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Ever-living God, you are the Alpha and the Omega. We thank you for all who sing now in the heavenly choir, especially those most dear to us. Join our voices with theirs in praise of the Christ child. Be with all who mourn. Especially this day, we remember the family and friends of our sister in Christ, Betty Brownson. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Confident that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we bring to you these prayers and those unspoken. In the name of Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace now with one another. Once again, good morning, and a special welcome to those of you who are visiting with us today. We're delighted that you've joined us in worship. If you're not doing anything tomorrow, we have a couple of services that you could attend. At 4:30, the children-friendly, family-friendly manger service. And at 9:30, we begin with pre-service music as the chorale and soloists and others will sing through those carols as we enter into the joyous celebration of our Lord's birth. So encourage you to come and to bring a friend. Also, Christmas Day worship at 10 a.m. If you're not able to make it out in the evening hours or in the night hours, please plan to be here at 10 a.m. You should know that each service is very uniquely different from the other, so if you're one of those that would like to really celebrate, you can come to all three. And you could experience what I get to experience, the fullness and the richness of this joyous time. I will leave other announcements. Just a reminder that this is the last day for the Good Gifts Project, where we have been buying animals and other items for people in faraway places. People will likely never meet who can use a helping hand. And so if you're looking for an alternative gift for a loved one, you can still take part in that today. Thanks to the many people who have already done so. This has been a great project for the congregation through this month of December and this season of Advent. This is also the last Sunday for purchasing coffee, fair trade coffee. And then we go back in January to just offering it on the second Sunday of the month. And I believe today is also blood pressure checks. So after the service, you can have your blood pressure checked and then go get a treat and a cup of coffee. We'll continue now with the morning offering.
God of abundance, we bring before you the precious fruits of your creation and with them our very lives. Teach us patience and hope as we care for all those in need until the coming of your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and ever-living God. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will make all things new in the day when he comes again to judge the world in righteousness. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only Son, so that all those who trust in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. And at the direction of the ushers, I invite you to come forward, receiving the bread in the form of a wafer, and then dipping it into the cup. These are the gifts of God, and they are given freely to us, the people of God. By all who are able to stand. And now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Holy One, we give you thanks that in this bread and cup we have feasted again on your endless love. Let that love overflow more and more in our lives, that we may be messengers to prepare your way, harvesters of justice and righteousness, and bearers of your eternal word. In our Savior Jesus Christ, amen.
And now receive the benediction. May God direct your ways in peace, make you abound in love for one another, and for all people, and strengthen your hearts until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Prepare the way of the Lord.